Good evening. This is Monday night. Today is a Japanese national holiday for adult day. Anyway, duty off Blue Monday. Okay. Okay, let's go into our Happy English. because dozen. Why do you always shop at this bakery? The owner always gives me a baker's dozen when I buy any cookies or rolls. A big batch. There was a big batch of mail for you this morning. I bet all the envelopes have windows. A big day. I'm going to bed early tonight. That's right. You have a big day tomorrow. Big hand. Do you think they liked my songs? Of course, they are giving you a big hand, aren't they? A big miss. Will you help me, darling? What's now? The kids had a party and the kitchen is a big mess. A big mouse. The boss is mad at me. What did you do? I opened my big mouth at the conference. A big order. Will you write a thank you notes to everyone on this list? Yes, that's a big order. A big word. I want to become an eulogist. What does that big word mean? A bird about. What does your father do when he's not working? He'd bird about golf. A bird's eye view. So the boss did not believe me. Nope. He went to the plant himself to get a bird's eye view of the situation. A bird in hand. Did you get a position you applied for? No, I didn't, but I feel that a bird in hand can lend to better things. A bitter pill for one to swallow. Don't finance eloped with another girl last night. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Oh, what a bitter pill for a dollar to swallow. A breast event. We had a breast event last night. Congratulations. It was a baby, a boy or a girl, a born contention. A born of contention. Did you ever see a dialect yard? No, I haven't. And it's been a born of a confession among the neighbors for a long time. Maybe the owner will tidy it soon. A bull in a china shop. A bull in a china shop. You don't see an awkward person. She acts like a bull in a china shop, always falling over things. A case in point. a case in point. Do you know now what we want you to do? I'd feel better if you could give me a case in point. A chip of the old block. Do you resemble either of your parents? Everyone says that I am a regular chip of the old block. I look so much like my father. A couple of. How long will you be? We are in a hurry to get there on time. I will only be a couple of minutes. Don't worry, we won't be late. A dash of. How can I make this sauce taste more exciting? Try adding a dash of nutmeg and see what a nice tang the sauce will have. Disinterested third party. Why were you called in a meet with those two men? They wanted disinterested third party to listen to both sides of the argument. A doctor in the house. What did you do when that woman fainted during the play? I raised my voice and asked if there was a doctor in the house. A drop in the bucket. How will the amount of money help you? It's only a drop in the bucket, but thanks anyway. Died in the wool. Why did he get so angry at those students? He's died in the wood conservative and won't even admit that other groups exist. A far cry. So you've definitely decided to be an interior decorator. That's right. It surely is a far cry from my wanting to be a doctor, isn't it? A fighting chance. What is a doctor's verdict? He says that if Dad can last tonight, he will have a fighting chance from then on. A figure of speech. Why? And did you say that Helen is as changeable as wind? That's a figure of speech and means that Helen is not reliable, that she is not steady in words of actions. A fish out of water. That poor speaker looks miserable among those women. I agree. He looks like a fish out of water. A fish story. That surely was a detailed explanation. It sure was, but it sounded more like a fish story to me. A ghost of a chance. Good luck. I hope you win the boat race. Thanks, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with all my competition. A good break. Did you hear about my new job? You certainly got a good break. Work hard and good luck. A good loser. There goes Peter to congratulate the man who won the election from him. He was always been a good loser whenever it has happened. A good many. Are you all settled in your new house yet? Oh, no. There are a good many things to be done before we really settled. A great deal of. Why do we have the guards with us? This morning, we have a great deal of money to take the bank. Hard not to crack. Mr. Moggy is a most difficult client I've ever dealt with. He's hard not to crack. A hell of a. Did you read about the explosion in today's paper? That was one hell of a disaster. A force of a different color. Did he tell you the same story that he told me? What told me was a horse of a different color. A jack of all trades. He can do many kinds of jobs. Yes, he's a jack of all trades. A large order. Can you get me a plane reservation for Europe at once? That's a large order, but I'll try. A laughing matter. Aren't you angry at his action? What he did is just a laughing matter to me. A little. Have you had any experience as a teacher? Only a little, I'm afraid. A little bit. Do you use sugar in your coffee? Yes, but only a little bit, please. Live wire. And did you pull the hose? Certainly. I don't want to work on a live wire. Mrs. Smith is always doing so many things. She is known as a real live wire. A long standing. That's the couple who have been engaged for 15 years. I call that a long standing romance. A long story. Do you want me to discuss your problem with me? It's a long story. Do you have the time to listen? A long way to go. Will you open your restaurant on the date you have advertised? I hope so, but I have a long way to go before then. A lost cause. Are you still taking flying lessons each Sunday? I've given them up as a lost cause. A lot of. Why was he late for the meeting? He had a lot of work to finish tonight. A lump in one's throat. Wasn't that a sad movie? I had a lump in my throat. I had a lump in my throat most of the time. A man about town. Why isn't that attractive man married? He has too much fun before a man about town to get married. A man of his word. Mr. Tomita offered me a job, but no contract was signed. No contract is needed. He's a man of his word. A man of means. Did Taro inherit his money? He's a man of means by his own hard work. A man of the world. What an exciting man to talk to. He's a complete man of the world. A matter of course. Must I use a time clock every day? Oh, everyone use has a matter of course. A means to an end. Why did you work in a dress factory this summer? As a means to an end toward my future as a clothes designer. I must. Should I send a bucket to the hospital? It's not a must, but it is a nice gesture. Pain in the neck. The paper says more rain for tomorrow. This rainy season is a pain in the neck. A part of. Is there any news of the Dawn airplane? Yes. They have found a party of it on the mountainside. A queer bird. Can you figure out the man? He's a queer bird. All right. A quick one. And do you have the time for a drink? I'll have to be a quick one. A rainy day. That man is such a stingy person. He never spends a nickel. He is not stingy. He is worried about his old age, and so he saves his money for a rainy day. A setup. Where did you ever find this rare first edition? I have a complete set of that author's books. A shot in the dark. How did you know he was bluffing? I didn't. It was just a shot in the dark. Okay. Thank you for your listening to our Happy English. Oh, I hope you had a Japanese national holiday. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.